Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
This is episode 1874 of the number one podcast and Apple podcast for job search. You're listening to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I like to spend time daily talking with you about some aspect of job search because I don't believe it has to be as hard as many of you make it out to be. It's just the skills needed to find a job are different than those needed to do a job. And this show, number one in Apple Podcasts for years now. So many more episodes than any other show. I deliver bite-sized morsels of information daily to help you. You can also watch me on JobSearchTV.com. That's my YouTube channel where I've got thousands of videos about job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading, and being effective at work in general. So again, that's JobSearchTV.com. Now, this show today is about 8 quick things that you can do. Really quick things to do to improve your LinkedIn profile. Because if you're a job hunter, as you know, recruiters are out there trying to find people, and they're using LinkedIn and your profile to do it. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And in the meantime, let's get going. Now, I thought I would do a video about mistakes people make that are really easy to fix, that affect their LinkedIn profile, that affect how people see them, perceive them, hurt you, and it just needs to be cleared up, okay? So here are a couple of things that I think make a lot of sense for you to clean up. So the first thing is the email address that's associated with your profile. Now, most of you may have seen videos I've done where I tell you that in the summary area of your LinkedIn profile, while you're job hunting, you put the email address that you're associated with, or your email address, let me put it that way, that you put it in the summary so it makes it easy for people to contact you. Now, the reason I say that is it costs like $15 to $20 for them to send you an email. So why make it so hard? Just give them the address. Let them contact you. If you feel so bold, put your phone number there too. And before you do that, in case you're connected to people you currently work with, simply go to the privacy settings, turn off notifications that relate to contacting people in your network about changes to your profile. That's the easiest way to do it. So that's mistake number one. Mistake number two is misspellings or grammar errors. There is no reason whatsoever to have a spelling error in your resume or your LinkedIn profile. There's no reason to have a grammar error. Type it out in Word beforehand, run through a spell check and a grammar check, copy it in. I believe even in LinkedIn, it'll point out misspellings. Pay attention, okay? Another thing that people do is have a lengthy list of weird hobbies. So the fact that you like coffee, that you like to chill, and that you enjoy Netflix or Amazon Prime, they don't care. If anything, it makes you seem strange. Now, if you're in a market that's digitally oriented where this is your audience, okay, leave it. If you're dealing with a corporate user, get rid of it. And much the same way as I always tell people, lots of kid pictures. particularly in the profile picture, or the one with you and your partner or spouse? No, this is about you. The tuxedo shot, the ballroom dress shot, also bad form. Get rid of those. Put a real headshot on there. Pay a professional photographer to do it. It just makes sense. Also, for those of you who are more experienced, I know you really care about things you did in 1998, but the employer doesn't. And it just suggests that you're old. So start pruning the old material. Cut it back. You don't want to be found for work that you did 20-some-odd years ago, do you? You wouldn't want to be going back and doing that work again, would you? So prune it back. Emphasize the last 7 to 10 years of your career. That really makes the most sense. Also, in terms of the language that you use, my pet peeve, and there are other words that go along with this, but when you describe yourself as a visionary leader, you are not a visionary. You are deluding yourself. And if you think that anyone believes you're a visionary leader, only people who are not visionary describe themselves as a visionary person. Trust me, it's just an obnoxious thing for you to do. Last thing I'm going to bring up, no one wants to get involved with politics on LinkedIn. Your political activism, irrelevant. Get rid of it. All you do is risk offending the other half of the population that you care about. Professionally, no one talks politics. Keep it out of your LinkedIn profile. So I hope you found this helpful. If you did, I hope you give it a thumbs up. Please share it. It just does help other people discover this. And also, if you're interested in my coaching, you reach out to me. The best way to do it is through LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen, you watch the show, because I just like knowing that I'm helping people. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. Let's try that again. Subscribe to the channel by clicking that little icon in the corner. You'll get notifications whenever new stuff comes out. Also want to mention, if you're not interested in coaching, but just have a couple of questions for me, reach out to me through the Magnify app, which is an iOS-only app. We can have a video chat. We're best off if we schedule those. So again, through LinkedIn, connect with me, message me, and then we'll schedule a time to speak through Magnify. Same thing with the other service, PrestoExperts.com, where we can do a phone conversation. No video. Message me after we connect, and we'll set up a time to speak. Hope you have a great day. Take care. That's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog. There's a lot there to help you with your job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading, and workplace-related issues. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call or schedule yourself in for coaching. Obviously, I'm going to charge for that, but I can help you with interview preparation, leadership coaching, salary negotiation advice, making a good decision between different offers, anything related to improving yourself in the workplace, I can coach you about. If you have questions for me, you can schedule 15 minutes with me at thebiggamehunter.us/live, or you know, a less expensive way is at thebiggamehunter.us/video answers, where you leave a message for me and I'll respond with a 3 to 5 minute video. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I can assure you, your network will expand a lot by connecting with me. And finally, watch me on TV. Download the Job Search TV app for Fire TV, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Roku, like 90 different manufacturers. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.